Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Hischer, Tyler off today. Joining us here this morning is the superintendent of Galesburg District 205 as the school year is winding down. Dr. John Asplund joins us here this morning. John, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Good morning.
Well, thanks for checking in with us here this morning. I know one of the most recent things that happened was the big open house you had at the new facility, district offices, and of course, the preschool will be in there starting next year. And from the people I've talked to, everybody was very, very impressed with what they saw. So you've got to be happy with what you're seeing as well, and having your new home in there too.
Yeah, it's definitely different. So the main part of that building now is 10 classrooms for our Bright Futures, and it's done now. And it was really gratifying to have the open house on the 8th of May, and you know, we didn't take an official count, but there were several hundred people there, and you know, heard nothing but good feedback, which was gratifying. And you know, it's a really a beautiful space, and it's going to be really functional for the youngest learners in the district. So yeah, it was really exciting. And then yeah, our office is over there now too, and we've had a couple of board meetings in the new boardroom, and you know, everything's finally starting to get to where we've been talking about for 5 years now. Like, let's get to the end of the rainbow on the construction, and we're just about there.
So when did you actually move the offices over there officially?
The offices got moved over around December 14th.
Been there for quite some time.
Yeah, okay, but you know, it's taken a long time to get everything over there. Right. So I would say we've been completely moved out for maybe 2 months, month and a half. Yeah. And so now everything's there, and then we are renting the old space to the Regional Office of Education, and they've already moved in part. So,
So
you know, it's all – everything's kind of landing on the ground where it's supposed to, so it feels really good for that as well.
So with the ROE, are they moving from what they have downtown here?
Correct. Just a lot more space in our Lincoln building. And then the alternative school, which is, you know, in the bottom of – you know, underneath the radio stations over there where they used to be. And Jimmy John's, that's coming out of there, and that'll go over to where our preschool had been, obviously with bigger furniture. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, that'd be kind of mean.
That's a hard learning environment.
Yeah, sit there and learn. You can't get back up. But they'll be using that in addition to other wings of that building, just for other ancillary services the ROE has.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 superintendent, joining us here this morning. You know, there's been a whole lot of construction. Pretty much that building's all done. Preschool, Bright Futures will be moving there. Latest project physically, of course, the new soccer field back out near the F&M Bank Stadium and the field house. So they've already started some grading work there, haven't they?
Yep. Yeah. So we're getting – it's mostly going to be just a practice field. They could have games on there, but we have a perfectly good stadium right there for games. But that was part of the deal when the solar panels were put in the old practice field, that at some point we would move and the solar panel company would pay for a move of that soccer field up to that area east of the field house and north of the new C wing of the high school.
Okay, so that work has begun on that as well. That one question, this is something that's more a city of Galesburg thing, but of course with Churchill, and now the city has decided that they want to try to sell the property, and of course the district has first right of refusal.
Correct.
Is that first right of refusal for what you sold it for?
No. No. So how that works is we sold it for $1. And the city has a right to go out to get bids, and I think it's the 3rd or the 5th of July, somewhere in there. It's right around the 4th. They are accepting bids for whomever, and then we would have 30 days if the city says we pick entity A and their bid of whatever it is, you know, $20, $100,000, whatever it is, the district would have a right to match it. And so we would have 30 days from that point to see if we want to do that.
I'm guessing you don't necessarily see that. I know you can't say for sure, but
well, you know, we moved out of it for a reason.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about some other highlights from this past school year. Again, through all the construction, everybody's moved in where they need to be. Well, of course, Bright Futures will be all moved in as well. So what else, anything like curriculum-wise or academic-wise, anything from any level that you'd like to highlight that went on?
I would like to highlight something that probably most people would never know about. So during the course of the year, we have our own district adopted assessments for reading and math. And at the grade school levels, we had a district improvement team meeting on Wednesday. At the grade school levels, when you say 100% growth, that means every child grew to what was predicted of them statistically. So if we got 100% growth, that means everybody raised themselves one grade level over the course of the year. We had classes in our district that had 233% growth.
Wow.
189% growth. And so, you know, very, very, very proud and thrilled of our teachers to be able to, and our students, obviously, to be able to, you know, meet a lot of adversity. You know, we've had a lot of issues this year with aberrant student behavior, I guess I would say. There's just been, the pandemic has created some circumstances where we've had more challenging discipline problems this year. And despite a lot of roadblocks being put in the way from our teachers at the grade school level, the student growth was phenomenal. And, I'm gonna even go so far as to say, I hope she gets to hear a tape of this, but Casey Cooper, a first grade teacher at Steele, she was the one with 233% growth in reading. And there were others that had, you know, phenomenal growth as well, but I really would like to highlight her. And Laura Say, who's the reading specialist there at Steele, works with her in the class. So that whole group, that whole team of first grade teachers just, is an example of what all our staff is doing, is working really hard every day to try to meet our kids where they are and grow them as much as possible. And I couldn't be more proud of our teachers this year.
Yeah, that's a great thing, especially, as you said, coming out of the pandemic and everything and the issues. Now, as far as behavior issues, has that been kind of all levels?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this year has been different. Now, you know, I've said on here before, I'm a high school person. You know, I was a high school teacher, high school principal. Our high school problems, I would say, were early. We've had fits and spurts where it's come back, but the high school, by and large, is pretty calm. You know, we've had more issues at the junior high and really lower elementary level, like kindergarten, first grade, with behavior we haven't seen before. And, you know, that's been a challenge for us, and we've been working constantly to try to figure out how to deal with those issues, because we've just had a spate of situations where students are coming in with a lot of needs that we just haven't seen before.
Interesting. Yeah. Parents. I know you can't say that. I'm going to say it, though. Dr. John Aspen is Galesburg District 205 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, that is amazing. 233% growth.
Basically two and a third grade levels in one year.
Wow. That is really amazing. So yes. That is an outstanding highlight. What about at other levels as far as learning and testing? Have you seen any more improvements, or at least coming out of the pandemic?
No, absolutely. Yeah. We've seen this year we've had accelerated growth in all areas. You know, obviously in some areas more than others, just like it would be any place, depending on the mix of kids, the teacher, the environment, whatever. But we've seen growth in all areas and are really excited about a lot of the curricular changes we put in place in the last couple of years. So at the beginning, you asked, were there any curricular changes coming up? Not really. Like, we've made those, so we really just want to see where we're going. I guess the one thing I could highlight is, and I'm thrilled to at least have been invited to the meeting. I'm not taking any credit for it, but there's a group of community members and fifth grade teachers here led by Heather Halinga, a fifth grade teacher at Lombard, longtime teacher in District 205 and a graduate of Galesburg High School. Is putting together a unit on Galesburg history for fifth grade. So, and actually more than a unit, so like really kind of streamed into the fifth grade curriculum. So that's something we're excited about seeing rolled out here in the next year or so, so that all our fifth graders can learn about the city they live in and about the rich history that has made up this community for a couple hundred years.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because, I mean, from the Underground Railroad and Carl Sandburg and things like, well, who's
Mother
the statue?
Bickerdike.
The statue downtown? I don't know, some guy.
Exactly. Yeah. and to really have our students learn about, so for instance, let's learn about the Civil War, but
right.
Let's look at what was happening in Galesburg at that time, and very prominent figures within national history that really were in Galesburg, and having our students appreciate what place Galesburg has had in our country's history over the course of time. And it's really impressive, and we want to be able to make sure our students have that sense of pride of our community and where we come from.
That's a really great thing. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Take a quick break and come back with more. This is Galesburg's Morning News.
I keep having this recurring dream. I'm at home in my living room when a terrible windstorm
whisked you away to the land of Oz?
No! Drops a tree on my car.
Ooh.
I was upset because I didn't know where to go to have my car repaired.
No idea? Really?
I heard a voice say,
"The wizard knows the best place to have your car repaired."
I looked down and there was a bunch
of... Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's that?
On my way, I meet a scarecrow.
Got a light? Just kidding.
A tin man?
Oil can what? That still kills me.
And the cowardly hippo. After we melted the Wicked Witch, the Good Witch, played by me, appeared and told me,
"The choice of where to go to have your vehicle repaired has always been yours, my child."
I've heard enough. It doesn't take a wizard to know you should choose a shop that can take care of all the details for you and deliver a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
There's no place like Bates. There's no place like Bates.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Hey, was I in your dream?
Yes, you were the Wicked Witch.
I knew it.
Out of Collision.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
824, Galesburg's Morning News, talking Galesburg District 205 with Superintendent Dr. John Asplund here this morning. John, again, thanks for joining us here.
Sure, happy to be here.
Lots and lots of great things happening. As you said, you've had some changes in curriculum in the past, and now kind of just seeing where you go, and obviously on the right track. Now, that's, you know, you mentioned Heather Helinga, teacher at Lombard, now coming up with that basically curriculum for local history, yeah, which is a great thing. So is that something, I guess, do the teachers kind of have the freedom, I'm guessing, to come up with ideas like that and at least
make the
suggestion?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're the curricular experts in their area, and we trust them to come up with those ideas and really come forward with thoughts. And, you know, we have our curriculum is based off of standards. So if they want to bring in their own materials, they don't have to. But if they have other things that they want to bring in, as long as it meets the standards that we're trying to teach, yeah, that's what teaching is all about. Like, bring your own version of yourself. And you know, we don't want robots in the classroom. They are professionals. We trust them to say, hey, as long as you're making sure you address the standards, because we want to make sure every child has an equal access to the same education, we very much encourage that.
Well, this course, the first full year with everybody in the same building, junior high, well, not the same building, sort of,
at the
high school area. So your assessment of how that's gone so far?
Yeah, it's been obviously a big change. I think a lot of people early on were really concerned about the traffic and getting kids in and out. And we proved pretty quickly that wasn't going to be a concern. And that's run like a top all year. And our security team and our administration and our staff at that building is to be credited with that. I think I mentioned on here earlier in the year, I have on occasion sat out in a spot and watched and counted how long it takes somebody to drive in and come back out, and it's about 4 minutes. So, it's really quickly that we can get, 1,800 kids in and out of that building. The buses leave promptly at 3:05 every day. It's like clockwork. The kids, it's very orderly. It really is working well. Our two lunch serving areas is working really well. That we've had a lot of efficiencies that way and been able to get things done in a quicker manner for students to be able to eat in large numbers. The Performing Arts Center has been a huge help and been able to have lots of performances in there, and classes sometimes go in there. And, the commons area, people will bring their kids out into the commons area some days when they don't want to be in the classroom space. And there's a lot more flexible spaces for students to be in now. And we really see all of the building being used. Maury Lyon, longtime board member now, when we were going through the building project, he kept saying, "We have lots of this building that's just underused. We need to make sure we do everything we can to use the space." And we really have done that. There really isn't a space in the building that isn't occupied most of the day now. So we're very efficient with the space that we have. And, it really looks great. And, the students have really enjoyed, especially like the C wing, which is what we call the north end of the new 10 through 12 academic wing. And it feels more like a junior college or college environment. And it's very different than the front, which is like old school, yeah. That's the old 1950s area, and it's great too, but it's just very different. And, it really is flowing very well now. And I think everybody's finally started to feel like this is normal. And, obviously we threw a lot of change at people, so it's a lot to get used to, but no, it really is going well in that building.
Dr. John Asman, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Staffing, always an issue for everybody, no matter if it's in education or what it is you do. How about at the end of this year, are you going to have a lot gone due to retirement or
not
any
a lot.
Other issues? Or?
Yeah, not a lot. I think we have six or seven this year. We do know long term in the next 4 years we'll have roughly 35 people retiring. So that's, you know, that's something to be planning for. This particular year, we're doing pretty well. I would say this year, I feel better right now than I did a year ago going into this year. We aren't fully staffed yet, but we're a lot closer.
Good, good. All right. Well, anything else that you would like to highlight? Obviously, some extracurriculars, some really exciting things, whether it's theater or band, music in general, sports, all kind of great things have happened throughout this past school year.
Yeah, we've had another successful year of extracurricular activities, whether it be at the junior high or high school level. And right now, our girls' track team is down at state, and our boys will be going, and that's exciting. And another thing that we didn't mention is we have new lights on the baseball field,
right? Yeah, and of course Streets Classic coming up today and tomorrow,
right. Yeah. And then our tennis courts will be redone this summer, so we'll have new lights out there. Excuse me, and we'll resurface the court, and we'll actually have a building out there with bathrooms. That's always been a concern that I certainly understand from people, like, hey, I have to walk all the way back to the building. So that's going to be an enhancement, and we've had a lot of kids out. I think one of the things from the pandemic that's really harmed a lot of schools, it's not just us, is participation rates have gone back down. So our coaches are really working the kids to try to get more kids back out and joining things, and that's probably going to be a couple more years before we get back up to where we used to be. But I feel good about having very normal school year and having all our programs offered this year and having everything go off and go off without a hitch is really great. Good luck to our athletes that are still out there right now, and congratulations to all the ones that did so well this year. Our boys swim team obviously comes to mind, did a fantastic job and had a great season, and has had a lot of great seasons, but had a great season this year. And our building is always busy. There's always something going on. Our fine arts department's had multiple concerts going on. They're all great. We have an amazing fine arts department. Our musical this year was SpongeBob SquarePants, which I can't show my eye roll on radio. When they had to convince me that was going to be a good idea. I'm like, seriously, the first time in our new auditorium and it's SpongeBob.
Yeah.
It really was good.
Yeah.
Like, I sat there going, all right, I was wrong. This is an amazing performance, and it was really a pleasure to watch, and all our kids did a great job. But I told his dad, but Brad Benowitz's son, Mason Benowitz, is, he might be on Broadway someday. I don't know.
Really?
That kid is really talented. And so it's really fun to go out and just see all the kids performing. And I'm so happy to see all of the work that's been put in is coming to the benefit of our students and our staff. That's really the most gratifying part of it all.
Absolutely. Dr. John Asman, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. John, thank you as always, and I look forward to having you back before the start of the new school year.
I look forward to it. It's going to be here before we know it.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.